from 0-10, 0-10, 0-10, 4-6, 8-3. Sustained that for 4 years. Vision kept us focused to go from 0-10 to 8-3, kept us fueled to stay at 8-3 and not go backwards, and helped us finish to finally get that PAC championship. That's the power of a program vision, to keep you focused, fueled, and help you finish.
In this clinic series episode, we share a segment of the D3 Top 25 Clinic with the head coach of Grove City College, Andrew D. Donato. Coach D. Donato shares the transformative journey that was built around the vision that they created. His unwavering commitment to a clear vision propelled his football program from adversity to triumph, leading to remarkable achievements such as a historic 10-0 season and conference championships. He shares valuable insights on the power of vision in leadership, and his example teaches how it can keep you focused, fueled, and ultimately drive you towards success. This is the strategic approach taken at a program, unit, and positional levels to achieve excellence. He tells the story of the profound impact of living by the why, not the what, in pursuit of greatness. The entire clinic is available on CoachTube and includes their unit and position vision. The link is in the show notes. Be sure to stay tuned for our Winning Edge takeaways following this clinic segment. What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158 or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes.
Why are you here? Let me ask you a question this afternoon. Why are you here? I first heard that question when a man named Pat Williams started a talk. I got to hear Pat Williams my senior year of high school. I got to hear him again when I was in college, and I've heard him speak multiple times online. And I'm listening to this man who founded the Orlando Magic in the mid-1980s. He's read over 600 books on leadership. He sat with some of the most significant leaders you can think of over the last 50 years. I mean, the man has dedicated pretty much his whole life to leadership. And he starts a talk with the question, why are you here? And then he challenges everyone, pretty much saying the best of the best leaders are able to answer that question. And the first thing he talked about after asking that question, he said, if you sat with the best of the best, the leaders in athletics, in entertainment, in business, he said they don't agree on everything when it comes to leadership. But the one thing they are unanimous on is the importance of having a very clear vision. And when I heard that talk, I left there saying, you know, I need a vision for my life. I need to be able to answer the question, why am I here? First of all, for my life. But if I'm ever in a leadership role, I better be able to answer the question, you know, why do we exist as Grove City College football? Why are we here? And we better get a very clear vision. So then, you know, I'm coaching. I'm at my high school alma mater. We had a gentleman come and speak to our team who had done work with the Super Bowl champions, the national champions. And he said, you know, both, and I got to study those teams and organizations, and really both were built on three factors, as this man said. And the first one, vision. You know, I start studying the life of Walt Disney, and I'm studying his life, vision, in almost every chapter I read. Sam Walton and how he built Walmart, vision. Moses in the Bible, vision. David in the Bible, vision. So I was sold at this point between Pat Williams and Walt Disney and Sam Walton and Moses and David. If I'm ever in a significant leadership role, we are going to get a very clear vision. So here I was, August 13th, 2016. my first meeting as head football coach at Grove City College. And I walk into a lecture hall where I went to school, my brother went to school, my wife went to school, and I'm standing in front of a football team who had not won a game in close to 3 years. You know, at that point, Grove City, it's 2016. We hadn't won a game since 2013. What do you say? Where do you even begin? And I walked into that meeting, and the first thing I said, I walked in, opened up the doors, team hadn't won a game in 3 years, young, first-time head coach. I walk in, and I say, to glorify God in the pursuit of earning a degree, building lasting relationships, and competing for PAC championships. And then I repeated it, to glorify God in the pursuit of earning a degree, building lasting relationships, and competing for PAC championships. And then I repeated that statement for close to 5 minutes. The circumstance wasn't great, right? You know, 0-10, 0-10, coming off some winless seasons. We needed to get our eyes off the circumstance and onto the vision. Hence, focus on your vision, not your circumstance. And that's what we needed to do when we were sitting there at the bottom. And we presented this vision statement and then ran every decision through it. So what I would like to do today in my time and in this clinic is to really tell you our story through vision. Pat Williams opened my eyes to the fact that there's three things a vision does. And I want to encourage you and share, if you have a very clear vision, there's three things having a vision will do for you. And then I want to walk you through how we apply vision at a program level, at the offensive level. So we have a vision for every unit, offense, defense, and special teams, but I coordinate the offense. So I'm going to show you how we apply vision at the offensive level, and then how we apply vision at the positional level. And I work most specifically with quarterbacks, so I'll show you there. So we're going to show you three things a vision does, and then how to apply vision at a program level, at a unit or offensive level, and then at a positional or quarterback level. And I hope there's something here for everyone. I mean, we were a program that was at the bottom. So if you're at a program, you know, trying to climb towards the top, hopefully you can get something out of vision of how we applied it there. You know, in 2018, we accomplished something that we had never done as a program before. So the question is, how do you sustain something? You know, if someone's in a spot where you accomplished something you hadn't done before, how do you sustain that? Well, we ended up doing what we had never done in 125 years and did it four straight years. So hopefully if you're in that situation, there's something to encourage you. And then we were a program that was really good for 4 years, but look at how do we jump and become great and go undefeated? And we were able to make that jump. So you know, hopefully there's something in this clinic for everybody and how to beat wherever you're at to get to that next point. So let's talk about three things a vision does and then how we apply it at a program, unit, and positional level. And before I even get into that, one last thing I'd like to do is just share with you how we define vision at Grove City College and how I define vision. So here is my definition of vision: a clear picture of who I am and the target of who I aim to be. I'll repeat that. What is vision? Vision is a clear picture of who I am and the target of who I aim to be. You know, I think a lot of people, when they think of vision, they just think of that second part. That vision is the target of who I aim to be. That if I say, hey, we exist to compete for PAC championships, then they just view it as, okay, that's the target. We were in 2016 and 14-15, we were in 11th place, 0-10. So the target, compete for PAC championships. And yes, that's true. That is a big part of our vision. It is a target of who we aim to be, or who we aim to be. But more importantly, when we talk vision, the center brick of our brick by brick model, as I'm circling it here, vision is who we are. It's not just who we aim to be, it's who we are. Because in 2016, when I'm making decisions for a program or we hadn't won a game in a couple years, compete for PAC championships, it drives every decision I make in 2016. I'm going to talk to you about staffing and strength and conditioning, recruiting, offense, defense, special teams. Yes, compete for PAC championship is the target of who I aim to be, but it's also who I am. As the head football coach in 2016 and 2017, that vision should drive every decision I make. There's no decision I make apart from it. It's who I am. You know, help to me in understanding this idea that vision is the target of who you aim to be and who you are is my faith. You know, I think about my faith, you know, it's You know, my desire, my target someday is to be with Christ someday. You know, that's part of my vision, to be with him. The Apostle Paul said, I desire to part and be with Christ. That's far better. That's the target of who I aim to be. But you know what? My Bible also tells me that it's no longer I who live. It's Christ who lives in me. It's who I am. Who I am today is a big part of that. I mean, the main part of it is to let Christ be my Savior, Lord, treasure, and shape who I am today. So being with him is the target of where I aim to be with him someday in heaven. He's also who I am. He's the one who lives through me, who died for me, who lived the perfect life that I get credit for through faith. The target of who I aim to be and who I am today. So as we look at that, that's how we define vision in this program and how it's really helped us make decisions as we aim for the target.
As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser.
You know, I'm going to give you a lot of four-second phrases throughout this presentation, or at least a few. Here's the first one. It's hard to hit a target that small. It's impossible to hit a target you don't have. It's hard to hit a target that small. It's impossible to hit a target you don't have. When we're sitting here and we're in last place, you know, it's hard. When you're in 11th place and three straight 0-10 seasons, it's hard to hit a target that small saying we want to be number one, compete for PAC championships. But you know what? Someone once told me it's impossible to hit a target you don't have. So vision. With compete for PAC championships, we now had a target of where we aim to be and a target of who we are and how it guides our day-to-day decisions. So let's jump into it. So when we look at vision, first thing first, it starts with program vision. So when we look at program vision, I'm going to take this in three phases: phase one program, phase two offense, phase three position. In phase one, our program, the reason we started there is because we hadn't won a game in a couple years. I had no idea what offense we needed to run, no idea what defense we should have been running. All we knew at that point, that's another thing with vision, know your story. All we knew at that point is, you know what? We play in the President's Athletic Conference. We've been in this conference since 1984. It's been around since 55. We've competed at times in the PAC. And we can look at this and say, you know what? I can look at PAC in this conference and get enough information to make accurate decisions on a day-to-day basis and compare myself to the other 10 teams. So looking at our story, this was our vision, you know, and that's a big part of a vision. Know your story. So there's three things a vision does. The first thing a vision will do is a vision keeps you focused. The first thing a vision does is a vision keeps you focused. The best example I have of this is the story of David and Goliath. It's the first story I share every year with our team. You know, you take the story of David and Goliath, and you know, I love Gene Hackman, Hoosiers, great, one of my favorite sports movies of all time, right? You think you're going to lose to a great team. You come in, you tell the underdog story of David and Goliath. Well, that's great. But David and Goliath is so much more than that. When you look at the story of David and Goliath, I mean, here's two nations, rival nations, come into battle. And instead of 1,000 soldiers fighting, they say, look, let's each send out one soldier. You know, the Philistines, you send your best, Israelites, we'll send ours. And you know the story, the Philistines send out this giant named Goliath. And for 40 days, no one in the Israelite army will fight Goliath. Every word out of their mouth, how big he is, how strong he is, how intimidating he is. Till a young shepherd boy named David steps on the scene. And I see that David makes 11 statements, two about Goliath. And they were just things like this: who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? just two statements about Goliath, and he makes nine statements about God. Focused on God four times as much as Goliath. His vision was to glorify God. Focused on his vision four times as much as his circumstance. Hence, focus on your vision, not your circumstance. Why did we need that story and phrase so much? This was our Goliath at the time. This was our circumstance from a football standpoint. It felt like that. I mean, when you go 0-10 and 14, 0-10 and 15, and then in 2016, my first year, you know, we get this vision and we go 0-10. Circumstance wasn't great, 0-30. And I told the guys, I said, guys, I know the circumstance. We haven't won a game now in close to 4 years. But the visions compete for PAC championships. Focus on your vision, not your circumstance. Told the staff, focus on your vision, not your circumstance. And here's the power of vision and how it kept us focused. First and foremost, you know, I think about staffing. You know, we get here, and I've always been told in leadership, you got to lead upward, right? You want to lead. You got to have a good relationship with your athletic director, and don't just go with complaints. You got to be able to go up and communicate upward. Well, you know, first thing, we're 0-30, and let's say, you know, maybe it's an entry level coach, graduate assistant. Maybe we need another coach. Every time I talk to anyone, I put a statement in front, compete for PAC championships. I'm not looking at what the Ohio schools have staffing. I can learn from them. I'm not looking at what some of the schools on the other side of the state of Pennsylvania, as we're in Western PA. I'm looking at the other 10 teams in the PAC. What do those teams have at the top? How many coaches do they have? And that's how I'm able to go above me and present, hey, my visions compete for PAC championships. I've made that known. Here's what the top teams in the PAC have staffing. Hey, maybe we can get another young coach in here, right? Compete for PAC championships. That's how we determined what our staff needed to look like. Strength and conditioning. Instead of just giving my opinion on strength and conditioning, go on everybody's website, everyone look in, you know, what do they have as far as a strength coach? Who's training their athletes? At the time, we didn't have a strength coach. So if I'm going to say, hey, we need a CSCS, certified strength and conditioning specialist. I mean, obviously, that's the main accreditation. There's others as well. But, you know, not just that, but we need a strength coach to be with our guys. Well, what do the other teams in the PAC have? If I'm going to go and say, hey, we need a full-time strength coach, or we need to address something with staffing, with strength and conditioning, compete for PAC championships. What do the other teams in the PAC have listed? And how can we compete in that area as far as what we have resource-wise? But here was the big one, how a vision kept us focused here when we were sitting here at the bottom was in recruiting. This was where I had so many people come to me with so many different things and so many good ideas. I mean, we're a great academic school, a faith-based institution. Certainly we get students from all over the country. And I had people come to me, hey, coach, you know, where are you going to go in recruiting? You know, where are you going to send your staff? And you need to recruit national. Western PA, it's saturated. There's so many schools coming into Western PA. Where are you going to go? And I took all that information and then I held it up to this statement. Vision keeps you focused. I said, look, I can learn from, you know, all these different ideas and certainly be a lifelong learner. But at the end of the day, I need to look at what the other teams in the PAC are doing. And I gathered, you know, what kind of freshmen are coming in? Where are they getting guys? How many? And, you know, one of the things that jumped out to me, now I can learn from other people. I'm not going to try to be Alabama or the Pitt Panthers or the Pittsburgh Steelers. No, you know, I can learn from all of them when it comes to obviously the college teams recruiting or offense, defense from those teams. Got to be a learner. But at the end of the day, what would drive any of these decisions, in this case, recruiting, is let me look at what the teams in the PAC are doing. And one of the things I found, you know, right in the middle of this 0-10 season and these three 0-10s after the second 0-10 or heading into that second 0-10, you know, we looked at it and from our home state, you know, now I heard a Division I coach talk about recruit your home state first at a clinic. And absolutely, I take that information, learn from it. And I looked in the top teams in the PAC, five other teams that we felt we should recruit against. That 2015 class, they had three times as many guys from Pennsylvania than we did. Three times on average than we had in that class. I said, look, there's a lot of ways we can go about this, but I told everyone, I said, well, we're going to start. We got to win PA first. I said, if we're going to compete for PAC championships, my data from the PAC says we have to win PA Cert. Then, of course, we can branch out. We're going to need to. But if we don't win PAC first, we don't win PA first. So we're not going to go anywhere in recruiting. And that's where we put all our efforts. Within a few years, we have as much as anybody else as far as in a recruiting class from the state of Pennsylvania. That's what I mean by a vision keeps you focused. Compete for PAC championships drove how we approach staffing, how we approach strength and conditioning, how we approach recruiting. And here's a main story that really resonated with our guys at this time. Last thing I'll say about how a vision keeps you focused. We looked at a guy named James Stockdale. So James Stockdale is, he was a prisoner of war for over 7 years in Vietnam. And most of those who went as prisoner of wars didn't make it out. Prisoner of wars, and they didn't make it out, but James Stockdale did. So he was asked, James, how'd you do it? I mean, some of the worst conditions you can imagine. How did you make it out when so many others didn't? He said, I had to live in paradox. He said, I had to confront the brutal facts of my present reality. You know, the conditions were harsh. We didn't know when we were going to get out. We needed to, this is our brutal facts. We needed to confront the brutal facts of our present reality while retaining faith that we would prevail in the end. He said, I had to live in that paradox. Confront the brutal facts of my present reality while retaining faith that we would that I would prevail in the end and get out someday and get home. And they said, James, who didn't make it out? He said, well, those who just focused on the brutal facts, meaning they just saw how harsh the conditions were, you know, how hard it was, that they didn't think they would get out. Well, they didn't. He said, also, those who, on the other side of it, defined as the optimist, those who said, we're going to get out by Christmas, Christmas would come and go. We're going to get out by Easter, Easter would come and go. We're going to get out by Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving would come and go, and then it's Christmas again. He said, you know, they died of heartache. He said, I had to confront the brutal facts of my present reality while retaining faith that we would prevail in the end. Our brutal facts were 0-30. We could not ignore those. We had to address why from a staffing or recruiting or whatever it would be situation, why were we here? But always retain faith that, hey, if we're making decisions, looking at the top teams in the PAC, we can retain faith with every decision we're getting one step closer. A vision keeps you focused. And it did. Because in 2017, after 3-0-10 seasons, we go 4-6. And then in 2018, 2 years removed from 0-30, 1 year removed, because on September 23rd, 2017, we ended a 33-game losing streak. 1 year removed from ending a 33-game losing streak, we go 8-3 and win the school's first postseason game in school history. First ever postseason win in 125 years of football. The vision kept us focused at 0-10 to 4-6 to 8-3. Now what? All right, coach, you're 8-3. What do you do now to take the next step? The second thing a vision does is a vision keeps you fueled. So a vision keeps you focused. The second thing a vision does that Pat Williams says and what it did for us, a vision keeps you fueled. What fueled us in the strength decisions? What fueled us in the staffing decisions? What fueled us in the recruiting decisions? Looking at the other teams in the PAC and figuring out how do we compete with them. Well, now we're 8-3 and bowl champions. The vision keeps you fueled. You know, just a picture of this. You know, I love this story. Our guys love it as well. There's three builders that they're working. Guy comes onto a construction site. Now they're all doing the same thing. They're all laying brick. They're all hot and sweaty. And a gentleman goes up to the first guy, 80 degree weather, hot, laying brick. And he, this guy's miserable. And he goes up to him and says, sir, what are you doing? He says, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm laying brick. Miserable. Goes up to the second guy, just as hot, just as sweaty, and just as miserable. Sir, what are you doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm building a wall. Goes up to the third guy. Just as hot, just as sweaty, 80 degrees, doing the same work, but he's got a big smile on his face. He says, sir, what are you doing? The guy responds, I'm building a cathedral. What's the difference? See, the first two focused on the circumstance, laying brick, building a wall. One focused on the vision, I'm building a cathedral. Another phrase for you, live in the why, not the what. Live in the why, not the what. what they were doing, the first two were laying brick, building a wall, and that's all they focused on. But the third guy understood why he was doing it, to build a cathedral. Live in the why, not the what. This is how a vision kept us fueled. And at this point, this is where it kept us fueled, because after we went 8-3, we now had enough information to develop an offensive vision, a defensive vision, and a special teams vision. But in all three of the areas, we had to determine what can we be best in the PAC at. And I'll cover the details of that in a few minutes. But that vision keeping us fueled and taken, compete for PAC championships and recruiting, strength and conditioning, staffing, bringing that to offense, defense, special teams, helped us sustain the success and keep us fueled to not just our first bowl championship in school history, but now 4 straight 8 or more win seasons, 4 straight bowl championships. A vision kept us focused, then a vision kept us fueled to continue to apply how we can compete with the top teams PAC now at from an offensive statistics standpoint, defense, et cetera. The third thing a vision does, a vision helps you finish. There was so much celebration, you know, coming from where we were to 4 straight bowl championships. But as I told the team, that's not the vision. The vision's not win bowl championships. We'll celebrate that. But the vision's compete for PAC championships. We now have been pretty good. 4 straight 8 or more win seasons, 4 straight bowl championships. But that's not the vision. Last February at this time, so just last year at this time, there's a lot of decisions to make. I'm in my office right now. A lot of people came in my office saying, what do we do? You know, here's the idea. How do you go from, you know, consistently 8 wins to finally, you know, hitting that PAC championship? So many great ideas, so many things. I wrote them all down. Absolutely, you can learn from them. But I went to the staff a year ago as we were sitting here having success, but not the vision. I got in front of the staff, our first meeting, I put this vision statement in front, and I said, guys, this is all we need to look at. All February and March, what are we missing? Look at this right here, compete for PAC championships. What are we missing? And I said, yes, absolutely. We went January, February, learned from so many different people. Absolutely, lifelong learner. I love learning all these new things. And then when we started staff meetings to prepare for spring ball, I said, the only thing I want everyone focusing on is this right here, compete for PAC championships. We said, let's look at, now they're coming into last season. And for the previous few, there was us five teams, us and 4 others that were consistently at the top of the conference. I said, okay, we need to finish this. Let's look at these top 4 teams in the PAC. Everybody, look at every clip, look at every statistic, everything you can, and let's see what we find. How do we go from 8-3 to finally winning the PAC? And we spent all of February and March looking at the vision. How do we compete for a PAC championship? And we found 2 amazing things we needed. Number one, there was 3 teams that for the previous few years, we were 7-7, 3 of those top teams that we were 7-7 against. And we noticed every game we lost, there were certain statistics that we lost in. And every game we won, we were either tied or won those categories. Wow. Let's spend all spring addressing those issues. We found the key factors that we could just fully invest in getting better at. And then we found we needed to take vision to one more level. We have a vision for our program. We now had a vision for our offense, defense, special teams. We need a position vision. And we got a vision for every position. Live in the why, not the what. When quarterbacks walk on the field and I say, you know, why are you here? Win one-on-ones, coach. Identifying those key factors, getting position vision. We finally crossed that bridge, 10-0 in the league, conference champs. From 0-10, 0-10, 0-10, 4-6, 8-3, sustained that for 4 years. Vision kept us focused to go from 0-10 to 8-3, kept us fueled to stay at 8-3 and not go backwards, and helped us finish to finally get that PAC championship. That's the power of a program vision, to keep you focused, fueled, and help you finish.
Here are Winning Edge takeaways and ideas for implementation. 1. Keep the vision focused. A clear vision keeps the team focused on the ultimate goal. The vision should be specific and drive every decision made by you as the coach and the team. I see it too many times where the vision is laid out and then everyone gets caught up in the day-to-day and the minutiae and things drift away from the vision. Coach DiDonato was disciplined as the leader in keeping their vision at the heart of everything they were doing and continues to do so. 2. When identifying how to evolve, always put vision at the forefront when making decisions about every aspect of the program. Ask yourself and your staff, how does this help us reach the vision? The vision became the strategic driver for Coach DiDonato and his staff and the decisions they made about everything they do. And 3, connect vision to daily actions. I mentioned how you can get caught up in the day-to-day, so ensure that every aspect of daily practice and preparation is connected to the team's vision. Each player should understand how their individual skills and actions contribute to achieving the team's vision, and Coach dives deeper into that in the second half of his presentation. You can get the entire presentation where he shows how vision translates into units and positions. The link is in the show notes. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com. Sign up there for a weekly tip sheet, which gives you the best ideas of each week. And follow us on X at Coach K. Grabowski.